Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم dear listeners you're on to the youth station from My Arab English Radio and my name is Muhammad and I am with sister
Asma
in the studio السلام عليكم sister
Asma
it's a great pleasure to have you here
Same.
And also an important topic today very
Again,
beautiful
like
one
always
I think this one's going to really catch the mm-hmm. headlines maybe not and that is digital threats. I mean, this was never a topic pre-19, maybe 80s.
Yes. Yeah?
But this is always after the generation. There's a big generational gap. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we have the digital awareness and digital era. And all of a sudden we have hundreds of diseases coming out of it. Digital threats. I think our discussion shouldn't be something between youths and adults because I believe this is a shared thing between
yeah.
all of us.
And Everyone. Right now, I yeah. would say that, right now, because you're a father and probably you're facing this with your children as well.
Oh my God, yes.
I think this is very common that nowadays, because they have this online education, there's this huge probability of them getting to see stuff they shouldn't see,
mm-hmm.
which is not appropriate for their age to get engaged yeah. with.
And like, there is no firewall to really prevent them.
Exactly, yeah. And you can't do, because if you do, then you are going to be accused for being a very strict father.
Yeah, not only
a strict
father,
mother.
you're an oppressive father.
Exactly.
Strict? I mean, strict is a very
because
noble term.
Because the discourse has changed, so right now...
I mean,
now,
noble term, you're an oppressive exactly. father now.
Yes, because, you know, human rights and stuff like that. So even the
human
kids
rights.
Would know about that.
Wow.
That's why they would call you an oppressive father or even mother, oppressive mother. So in this... occasion, the thing which becomes very difficult is how to deal with it, just like the battlefield that we're having right now, the very real one, the physical battlefield out there. We have another one inside the houses for the families of God, children, or even youth, I would say, not just the children. Let's open up the extent of this discussion. It's not just about children, like students who are more than maybe 15 years old, even these children, let's say, are prone to digital threats.
I mean...
because they get into vlogs and blogs, they hear stuff, they, even ideologies,
scrolling.
Their brain is going to be washed.
Yeah, I can remember one of my friend's grandparents,
mm-hmm.
they were very sensitive about technology. And they hated when they saw, like, their grandkids with phones and without any physical relations.
Yeah.
They're just so secluded in their own little world and stuff. And so these grandkids, they were very clever. As they grew, he was telling me that they pulled in money and they bought phones for their grandparents. I mean, we're talking about elderly.
Yeah.
So they bought phones
Reverse
for their grandparents.
Strategies.
Exactly. So, and the slogan was basically... we have to be in communication. We have to be in touch.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
the easiest way to do
mm-hmm.
so. And all of a sudden, these grandparents were extremely sensitive about this and they were so pessimistic about technology. They themselves are now indulged in
yeah.
scrolling. Mm-hmm. And now my friend was telling me the kids are now trying to get these grandparents away from
exactly,
the phones
yeah.
because it's so addictive. I mean, come on. Addictive
it has
scrolling
turned
is-
into a point to laugh. Like, I remember there was such a joke that they said, if you're so sad that your parents would always tell you, do not pick your phone in your hand, come and eat. For example, dinner
exactly.
with us.
Give then, them phone.
Yeah, give them a phone.
And that's actually a strategy that has worked. And this goes to say that this is not something specific to kids,
mm-hmm.
teenagers, youths, but
yeah.
it goes all the way from adults to even elderly in the society.
So let's look at it from the perspective of these kids and of these youth.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really so bad to have to be engaged with this digital zone?
To be honest, it's so pessimistic these days. The big issue is what is calling you towards this digital zone?
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, Facebook, I don't know, TikTok, YouTube, all of these, right?
Yeah.
What is in it that it's calling you? The makers of such platforms, what have they thought about you when making these things? They thought of you as a consumer. They have analyzed your psychology as a human being. They know exactly what you're after. And I believe one of the jihad of nafs, because remember, they have analyzed your psychology, human psychology, and how human body and mind works, right? And they have graphed and crafted this entire platform.
And there's this hormonal effect as well. Like when you see a video that would attract your attention and you feel satisfied when you look at it, be it of a nature or of anything, like then you will get used to it. You'll be addicted to it. So you will keep watching it.
Those hormones that are, I don't know what they're called scientifically, but they're
some form of... Is that dopamine? I think that was...
There is dopamine. There are also other hormones that in action, which I remember reading a paper on this, whereby... The more you scroll and the more you watch anything that is addictive, doesn't matter digital or otherwise, anything
exactly,
that's addictive, those hormones are kind of, you know, incited in your body. And then the more you do it, the more becomes in your normal
they
space.
They create attachment.
Exactly, exactly. And detaching themselves is not a process of 1 day or 2 days. You have to do it suddenly.
Yes.
Because these hormones, whenever, for example, you open... Let's say, for example, I know a friend who is still unsuccessful in his strategy. He believes that he is going to have to put... he's going to have to decrease the time of his scrolling so that eventually it becomes to zero. That never really works. It never really happens. There is no such thing as decreasing. You have to stop it.
Yeah.
You have to put an end or put a framework.
So you're saying that to start the process like chunk by chunk is not going to work about digital zone?
Because remember, every time you open the scrolling back again, the same set of hormones are going to be inside in your body, right? Mm-hmm. So that addiction is never gone if you want to get rid of the addiction, right? So to get rid of the addiction, you have to stop. And it's going to be very difficult. Just like how the drug addicts, they don't stop them chunk by chunk. They just take away their drugs. And they go through a process whereby that addiction, remember, when you become so restless when you're addicted to something.
And but then truth be told, about digital stuff, it sounds impossible. Because we're living in an era in which the indispensable part of our life has become network.
There are other ways, because I myself, not to be honest, I myself have the same problem, right? It's some I'm a youth of today, and I know what's the problem. There is this addictive scrolling in me as well. But I think there are some things that I did that kind of helped me in the process of getting away from these digital threats.
So very good, and we're eager to hear them. But before that, we have to go for a break.
Sure.
We come back in no time, so be here. Stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back. This is Youth Station, and we're talking about something very common, not just among children, youth, even elderly. So how we can shield ourselves from the threats of digital zone. So first of all, I have to find a way to wipe out and eradicate the addiction. And you were saying that you have got some ways.
So I've tried some and some have worked. And some, I think it also it's also subjective on the person itself. From the ones that I've tested, one of them that really worked out is trying to set your display settings to grayscale, black and white. So there is no more flashy things coming at you at times.
Oh, yeah.
This really worked out. I mean, and also...
It's not interesting anymore.
Yeah, it's not interesting anymore. That's number one. Number two, removing the addictive apps from your home screen. And that really helped me, because what happens is every time I open my phone, even let's say I want to call someone, right? And then
the trigger is there.
Yeah. You see that small notification icon with a number attached to it.
Exactly.
And you're like, I'm going to give a call
in just
a moment.
The more the number is, the temptation is bigger.
Exactly. So you just want to open and see what's going on. Like, you want to make sure that there is zero in that number. Like,
exactly,
there is no more red box on top of that.
But it's a trap. Once you get there, it's not just only about the notification.
Yeah, so make your screen grayscale, number one. Number two is removing the apps from your home screen. So it doesn't become a habit whereby every time you open your phone, you have to open that to do anything else at all. Right?
Yeah.
That's very, very good, especially those who are extremely addictive. Like, they go unconsciously into those apps, right?
Exactly.
The third one, and I've tested it, but I didn't like it myself personally. And I'm not suggesting, I'm just saying that these are things that could work, is giving someone who is really close to you the password for that app. Let that person dictate how much time you're going to be spent. And you do the same for the other as well. Let's say...
The objective?
The objective is limiting the time that you're going to spend in social media at all. So that person is going to set a time for you. And as soon as that time is there, if it's the app itself, the same person who, if it's you and your phone, the same way you can add a password for the app, you can remove it as well. But if it's you and someone else who is maybe your teacher, maybe your friend, your best friend, your brother, your sister, your father, your mother, or in a family setting, your spouse, you know, anyone who you think is trustable enough and who is not going to make mockery of you and stuff, because I've seen people who have done this.
Yeah.
Go get in touch with that person and like let that person put the password, and she will be the person to...
Watch
over the timing. So you're going to agree upon a time, 1 hour, 2 hour max a day, and you're just going to use that.
Yeah.
Right? And also, furthermore, and I think this is a very, very, very important point, and this is something that has worked a lot for me, is surrounding yourself with good people.
Yeah, this really is very important.
I mean, if no matter how much time you're going to spend with good people... No, even if you think it's just like, you know, normal gaffing, it's worth it than going into...
But then about children of today, you see, they do not have many of their, let's say, relatives around them. They're living in apartments.
It's not necessarily relatives. You can find good neighbors. You can find good friends, good classmates. Always find good people in your circle.
Mm-hmm.
It's really helpful. Even if you're if you don't have many of them, make a group of your small good people.
Yeah.
It's very... I lived in a country whereby alcoholism is a very common thing, even among teenagers. I mean, it was like, if a teenager was to drink alcohol, then that's like, he's the perfect guy. He's the cool guy. He's the guy, right? I mean, fornication, adultery, very common. Using indecent language in public setting, very, very common. So these things are, in such settings, especially in the Western atmosphere, you have to try your best to surround yourself with good people, or else you're going to find yourself very lonely. And the only way you're going to find yourself out of this is going into Instagram and TikTok, which, again, is another digital thread on its own. Surround yourself with good people. And even if you don't have good physical people to, you know, to be at your disposal all the time, subscribe to good channels. Follow good, you know, actors. You know good from bad if your Fitzroy is clean. You'll know it. If you know that this is something that...
But, you know, they are children and maybe they do not know the trick of the trade of living. Like, they don't know what is good and what is bad.
To be honest, I feel kids know good and bad much better than adults these days. Much better. Because I can remember, we were playing a movie. I can't remember. It was either Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or something like that. And there was a scene which was a bit explicit. It doesn't have an explicit, the movie itself. But then there was a scene whereby, I don't know, the lady is kind of too explicit and stuff. And then my daughter was like, Baba, what is this you're playing? We were watching as a family. And like, for me, it was like normal as a parent, as a person who grew up in the Western Hemisphere. I was like, we see these scenes on a daily basis. And my daughter's like, what are you looking at? What is this now? And then you're like, oh, this child, although she never knew what the person was saying.
But has been raised upon good ideas and perspective. Maybe she's had a good nurturing. But what about those people who say, you know, we've seen a lot of these kids and children, even among my relative, I could see that the parents are too busy making money. Well, they're engineers, they're doctors, but unfortunately, they do not spend much time with their children.
So that's a multifaceted issue.
I exactly, think. Yeah.
That has
only
to be
for
dealt
10
with
minutes of youth station is not going to work.
Yeah, I mean, parents not spending time with their kids, oh my God, that's, I think, the biggest downfall of our society.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they're going to be attracted to, if they're good enough, They would be attracted to digital zone.
Of
and
course,
then they
Shaitan.
Would watch cartoon at first. They would have started like this. They would get used to it, addicted to watching movies or TV series, or they would forget about their education. And to some points, maybe they would even fall into depression.
Yeah.
And sometimes they would have some health issues, their eyes, because, you know, all these monitor stuff is
for
going
me,
to
I've gone through all of
eyes.
This. Like my kids, one of my kids, she was diagnosed because of this. She was too addicted to screen. So now, alhamdulillah, we're carrying her on a daily basis, like 2-3 hours to park. And what I do, I usually carry...
So you spend more time with her?
To be honest, I don't spend time. I just carry her to the park. She plays herself. And I just sit down in a corner with my... The same thing I do at home, researching and studying, I just do it in the park.
Just so good
change.
Strategy, I guess.
You see, the thing is, you need to know what your limits are and what your responsibilities are. You know that you don't have enough time, for example, for your family. Mm-hmm. But you are also a person who studies on your computer. That computer can be, it's a laptop you can carry around. It's a portable computer, right? Why not just carry your family, let them be playing in the park or whatever the case is, and just sit down with your computer and you study. Right.
Yeah,
I think it's very easy. It's very clever.
Yes, it is. But because we are in the process of wrapping everything up, I have to say that all childhood is the most important part of our lives. So if the parents leave their child and let them just be, no matter how they're going to spend their time or no matter with whom they're going to be engaged, the thing is that you are actually nurturing some bad habits in them without you even being aware of that. So
exactly.
Parents, just as you said, because you also have implemented new strategies in your own daily plans. So the same thing, I guess, could happen in the life of other parents. Do not be too much engaged with your own life. I know that what you're doing is for the benefit of the entire family. I know that what you're doing is very difficult. You are having an active role in the society just in order to bring prosperity for your family. But prosperity is not just money. It's about metaphysical issues, having some quality times with your children, with your family. So try not to forget this point of life because it is very important. And in the future, you would see the feedbacks from your children who are going to be the adults in the very immediate future.
And this goes for all the teens as well.
Exactly.
I mean, try not to cut yourself away from the family and limit yourself in the digital world. You know, limiting that footprint in your digital world means limiting the thread that it has
exactly.
for you.
And life is precious, by the way.
You
have been brought into this world for a mission. So there is nature. You can enjoy nature. Whenever you feel like you are too much addicted to your cell phones, try to find some other ways, like the other children would do. Like they play with their friends. They find some good people to be surrounded with. They go to trips with each other, of course, with the note of the parents and under their awareness. So, yeah, this was all for today. I hope it has been a fruitful episode. Until another episode of Youth Station, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings. Be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum. Wassalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.